Dolly Parton, not a name you would expect to hear in the Kentucky legislature, but this year, Senate Joint Resolution 54 would tie her Imagination Library to kids across the state. The measure would direct the Department for Libraries and Archives and the Cabinet for Health and Family Services to explore ways to increase enrollment. The project would put a new book in a child's hand from birth to age 5 every month free of charge. Senator Cassie Chambers Armstrong of Louisville is optimistic about what it could mean for childhood literacy.
It cost us about $15 per year per child to send 12 books to that child. For that small investment, we get a big return. Children in the program are 9 times more likely to be read to at home 4 or more days a week compared to all other children. They are 11 times more likely to be interested in books, and a 2024 study of kindergarten readiness showed that participants outperformed non-participants in 7 out of 8 reading metrics.
The national organization covers all administrative costs and the mailing of books to the children. On the local level, local partners such as a church or a nonprofit would generate funds to buy the discounted books. For each $1 raised, the state would match a dollar.
There are currently 132,000 kids enrolled getting one free book a month. That's a little over half of our children in the Commonwealth.
The Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which was founded by the country singer whose father was unable to read, provides age-appropriate books regardless of family income. Supporters say expanding enrollment would better prepare kids for success in school and beyond. Senate Joint Resolution 54 passed on the Senate floor. It now moves to the House of Representatives for consideration. Reporting at the state capitol in Frankfort, I'm Charles Baglin.